Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Sikhs have returned to their Oak Creek Temple for the first time since the shootings that killed six worshippers and injured four others. Amardeep and Pardeep Kalika helped organize this morning's memorial service. They are the sons of the temple president, Satwan Singh Kalika, who died fighting off the gunman. The brothers talked with WUWM's Annalise Hensel yesterday about their father and his faith. They say it was always important to him, even when he didn't have a lot of time to spare. Their father came to the United States with little money and scraped to get by until he could buy the family's first gas station on the South Side. Later, he bought more and more businesses and eventually rose to the rank of a temple leader. Pardeep Kalika is 34 years old and is a teacher in Milwaukee. 36-year-old Amardeep Kalika is a filmmaker who lives in California.
In India, most everybody is involved with religion. When I take Christians over to India to do films, they tell me it's the most religious place on the planet. The Christians there are unlike any Christians anywhere else. Like, they're amazingly connected to God and religion and keeping up with the faith and the principles, the core values. And my dad was just like that. He was a farmer. And when he moved here, he started businesses, but he always vowed to himself that he would get back to religion when he had the time or the energy or had enough to give. And it happened from that 13th and Arthur gas station. We started building businesses, and he started building businesses. We got our first home. From our first home, you know, we multiplied businesses, and he made proper decisions and worked hard. And I really want to illustrate that hard work in this country is a core value. It was the core value of World War II generation, World War I generation. It's what made generations great. And my dad instilled that.
Yeah, important to him was spirituality from the beginning. I don't know if he had it as a child, but once when he was here, from the time me and Amri were young, we knew that religion and spirituality were important things to him. And in that spirituality came hard work. We might have not learned some things from our dad, but he made sure that we learned how to work hard, how to be selfless. That was important to him. A lot of people go through this when they first come here. There's not a lot promised to you. So you take that and you run with it. He worked 16, 18, 12, whatever hours was necessary, he would take them and work them. Like I said, he was a very honest man as well. So cutting corners was never a thing that he could do. My mom says it all the time. People ask her, they say, how did you find your way in society? How did you sort of make it? And not that they're rich or nothing like that, but they're fine. They're doing good. How did you do it? And she always says, son, slowly, 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 slowly.
If you could talk a little bit about what your dad was like as a dad, was he funny or was he serious all the time? What kind of stuff did he like to do in the few hours that he wasn't working?
Sure, he had his funny moments. He had his moments where he would be obviously mad or angry or frustrated. He had a lot of emotions, but the good thing about dad was, he wore his emotions on his sleeve, and he would never hide anything from you. If he felt a certain way, he would tell you. And it didn't matter if you were his son. It didn't matter if you were, somebody from the South Side. It didn't matter if whatever race you were. It didn't matter if you were a politician, a dignitary. It didn't matter who you were. If whatever he felt about you, you would know it. And I praise my dad for that sometimes. I hear stories about him saying certain things to certain politicians and dignitaries, and I'm just amazed that he would say something like that in public to somebody. But that was the courage that he showed. He was funny, man, when he wanted to, you know, when he was in a good mood, you would know he was in a good mood. My wife told me, you know, she tells me stories about how he would be with the grandkids, you know, our children. And he would just he's a big softy then, and I think a lot of fathers are that way.
Yeah, he's probably the most unique individual I've ever met in my life. He is a character unto himself because he's part of that World War II generation where they're a little bit rough on the outside, soft on the inside, with humor. With kids, it definitely came out, the humor, because then he'd become a wild horse, and because he was a farmer, he really knew how to do the horse. And his horse was, nobody could ever mess with it. It was the most real horse.
I know that your dad came to be quite a leader in the Sikh community locally. How did that happen, that he, that he rose to such a position where so many people admired him and wanted him to lead the temple?
I think just as I as my mom kind of stated, slowly, you know, things happened, and basically somebody needed to step up as a leader in the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin society. He just happened to take that role. The president of a Sikh temple, from a lot of presidents that I hear from, is not a glamorous role at all. It's a role of you trying to manage everything that's going on inside that temple. You're also trying to raise money all the time to support that temple. So it seemed like it wasn't a role that many people really wanted, but he took it on. I spoke to a gentleman who was a Sikh temple president in Madison yesterday, and he said that he had that role for 1 year, and after 1 year, he ran away from it. That's his exact words. I ran out of there. And for my dad to be doing it 14 years, people really praised that. They said, because of all the politics of dealing with every day, you know, every Sunday, he dealt with it.
A lot of people have talked this week about how this tragedy has opened up the eyes of the non-Sikh community to what the religion and what the community is about, something that many of us were not that familiar with before. If your dad were here, what would he want people to know about the Sikh faith and about the Sikh community?
I think and he does this by example. He's all-encompassing. If you come in the doors, people are there to greet you, give you tea, to show you around, open you up to the culture, talk to you about the culture. A lot of faiths aren't like that. I started to realize that a lot of faiths, you know, as I travel around, I start to see that they're a little bit more closed off to outsiders. Sikhism isn't like that. It's quite the opposite. Anybody can read the scriptures. They're online. They're translated. Anybody can get to the core values and the core beliefs. And I think that's one of the things he would like everybody to know about Sikhs.
And what sort of advice would he have to the community of how to carry on after dealing with such a horrible and really unimaginable event?
The advice he'd have to the community is just to honor him by carrying on, by not spreading hatred, not treating each other as unequal or whatever.
I think what my dad would like to tell everybody in the world in order to move on is at the very heart of every human is a soul energy in our religion. It's called Atma. That soul energy is the same no matter where you go. If we look at our planet from Saturn, looks like a little dot and we're all on the same planet. And I think he would venture to think the more we evolve, the more we go into the future, we're going to start to realize that we are all one family. We're all one molecule kind of bouncing around together. And once we do that, stuff like this will never happen. If the guy driving by you whips you the finger and he's your brother, you look at it differently. You joke. If that person driving by you whips at you his finger and he's different, has a turban, has a beard, you go, I hate those bastards. And it becomes this elaborate generalization. If we look at each other like brothers and sisters, it's a simple core value of almost every religion. If we do that, everything else just falls into place perspective-wise. And I think that's what he would like to tell the global community. We are all brothers and sisters.
Amardeep and Pardeep Kalika are the sons of Satwan Singh Kalika, the temple president who was killed in the Oak Creek shooting Sunday. They spoke with WUWM's Annalise Henzel. A joint memorial service for all six victims is underway this morning. You can find links to our full coverage of the shooting, plus see a slideshow of photographs from this week at WUWM.com. Some new insight into why Frontier Airlines drastically downsized in Milwaukee. That story is next as Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.